Tonight, Shir Simon Sadi, Seif Chav Gimel through Seif Chav Zayin. Seif Chav Gimel. Habagadim Hamatsuyarim. Cloth that has various designs on them. Afa Pisha Einam Boltois, even if the design doesn't stick out. Einochen L'Spal Kenegdam. It's not proper to daven facing them. Vim Yikrilo L'Spal Keneged Beged or Kosim Mitzuyarim. If it happens that he is davening and facing him on the wall is hanging this material that's designed, or the wall itself has designs on it. Ya'alim Einov, he should avert his eyes. The Mos says, therefore it's forbidden to make decorations and designs in the Sfarim that we daven from. Shlo tibatel tisbatel kavanah. He shouldn't ruin his kavanah. Al v'gadim shemetzir aleim divei tiflus. Now, if you have material with pictures on there that are inappropriate, it's also to even sit on such things in a shul. Mishtabur sef kotten ayin, einachon v'chulom. Kadesh lo yimabit b'tziyurim lo yichab mitfiloso. If he's davening and at the wall where he's davening is a painting or a picture, so we don't want him to be looking at it during his davening. He won't be able to have kavona. Amishim chatzitza less begodim, but there's no chatzitza with this material that's designed hang on the wall. L'chein im ein b'tziyurim. So if they don't have designs, utluyim alakoyis on their hang on the wall, shar l'spalkneg. There's nothing wrong with davening facing a wall that's wallpaper. As long as there's no design, that's going to attract your eye. Sifkan ainav tziyurim besvam v'chulu. Therefore, the Ramah adds, means rishonim, not to design the, I think they're called illuminated, not to design the siddur, the machzer. V'chein yesh lizor mitam zeh shelo yitzar b'kosel basic knesset tziyurim negev parshal adam. And therefore, you don't make a mural on the wall of the shul where people are davening. Maybe if you put it higher than a person's height, it wouldn't be a problem. And on the side, he brings Moshe Zalman, but then, no, today we look up too. Even if it's higher than a person's height, it's going to draw his attention. Also, this Baal Keneged Hamar, one may not daven facing a mirror. The Mechsik Meshtachar, the Bevua Shalo, it looks like he's bowing to his own reflection. V'hayna Af B'naim Stumas, even if his eyes are closed. The Be'psuchos, if his eyes are opened, B'lavach Yosef, anyway, Yosef, Mishon Bitl Kavona, because you're not going to pay attention to your davening, Achronim, this is what Achronim might. Sifkaton Ayin Beis. If you had images that are inappropriate, I feel they shavaleim, you can't even use them as cushion covers for the seats. Shenamer, like it says, Vosavi to'eva besechi, don't bring a to'eva into your house. Don't bring an abomination into your house. Afila bevesa also, even in your house is also, let alone a shul. So that should not be there at all. The illuminated Sidur Machzorim today are like artifacts, they're museum pieces. But we know the Haggadahs are like that, and they could be distracting. And we know that there are benchers that are made that way that I think are also very distracting. I think you should bench with a bench with no design on the borders. It should be a plain border, because otherwise you're busy looking at the pictures and you're not focusing on your davening. So this is a concern that was already mentioned in the Rishonim to be careful with, and certainly in the shul or the wall, if you have a mokgavu at home to daven, you don't want it to be where there's a painting on the wall that'll catch your eye and distract you. Siv chavdald. Lo yispalil b'tzad rabo. One may not daven next to his Rebbe. V'lo achoy rabo, nor may he daven behind his Rebbe. V'lo fun of, or in front of his Rebbe. The mo is v'yesh oimim, some say, d'kol ze lomar el espal b'yochid. This is if you're davening by yourself, without a minion. Avot tzibur im kachu seydu yeshiva so ein lochosh m'espal l'fun of l'achoy. But if you're in a tzibur, and you're in a shul, and this is the, or the Beis Medrash, and this is how they sit, then we're not worried if your position is before him or behind him. The afal pisha tov lahach minig lahakal, even though it's proper to be strict, the minig is to be lenient. Im hirchaka ba amas mut, if you're 4 amas away from the rabbi, it's fine. Vayim b'yardei simonation beis, see if design looking simonation beis, the lochas of derech eretz for the rabbi. Mishnah Berurah sif kodah in gilm, b'tzad rabba, woman at davin next to the rabbi, kyu yorba, it's arrogance, shemare shuchshav v'l'rabbo, it shows that he's an equal to the rabbi. For Rabbi Haina, what's Rabbi mean? Shavuv chachmos v'hemenu, most of his knowledge is from him. O gadol hador, or someone great in the generation that's considered everyone's Rabbi. Because v'chayodim nearly duhu adin aviv, chayodim adds the same should be true of a father. Sifkad ayindad, lo achai Rabbo, not behind the Rabbi. The mechsi namikir, it also looks like arrogance. V'yesh om, some say, shenir k'mishtach l'rabbo b'tfilaso, looks like he's bowing to his Rabbi when he davens. V'yesh om, some say, v'nei shub mitzal Rabbi, causes this, discomfort to the Rebbe. Maybe the Rebbe is finished, wants to step back, and he's still davening, and he can't step back. He has to wait for him. So that's another reason not to daven behind the Rebbe. So if going ayin hey, lo the fun of not in front of the Rebbe, but kal v'chomer, of course you can't daven in front of the Rebbe. Zavadi who bizayin l'rab, that's certainly bizayin. She'omid v'achorav k'negdo, when he is standing with the Rebbe behind him. The Ramah says, if this is how the seats are arranged in shul, don't worry about it. Everyone knows that's the Rebbe's spot, this is the Talmud spot. No one thinks it's arrogance, no one thinks he's bound to the Rebbe. It's proper to be strict, nonetheless, to be concerned with the third concern, that maybe he's causing the Rebbe discomfort. Therefore, even in shul, he shouldn't be behind the Rebbe because the Rebbe can't step back if he's in the middle of his Shmoneh Esrei. So, the minig is to be lenient. The best thing lechatchila is if he's going to sit behind the Rebbe, he should be three steps and four amas back. Not to cause the Rebbe any discomfort. So when the Rebbe's done, he can step back three steps, and he's still more than four amas away from the person behind him. Sivkod ayin test. Abo amos mutter. If he's a distance of four amas, that's fine. To Rishus Acheres, it's a separate place. If you look at Pimagon, he quotes Bichodesh. To the fun of Sagi ba Abo amos mitzum samos, that if he's in front of his Rebbe, so a straight four amos is plenty between him and the Rebbe. Avlachoy Rav is behind his Rebbe, being Abba Amos or Shosh Psios. He should be four amos plus three steps. Kdeshi Yuchal Abba Livsa, Shosh Psios, Achrov. Therefore, the Rebbe can step back his three steps, for the Yitzterach Lahamdom without waiting for the Talmud behind him. Ptoch Abba Amos, Avalo Osav Sa, because if it's within four amos, he couldn't step in. Kid Kamon Besimon Kuf Beis, as we learn later in Simon Kuf Beis. Od Kasiv, the Betocha Alembra Mutra, Filiv Vesamuch, to Rishus Achritahi. Similarly writes that inside the Alembra, which is the Bima, which in those days was surrounded by like a gate, and if he's standing there, so there's nothing wrong, even nearby, because it's separate Rishus. Sif Katan Peva. Ayin Yoredeh V'chula. Look ahead in Yoredeh Simen Reish Men Beis. There's something to say. Desham Nisbar. There it's clarified. The Rishu Gav Amos Morel Afilim Rabbe L'Acharov. That four Amos is enough, even if the Rebbe is behind him. Chankos V'Acharom, and the V'Acharom write this as well. Seif Chav Hei, Talmud Chover Mut L'Spal Achor Rabo, a Talmud Chover can daven behind his Rebbe. Mishter Bursav Kampi Alpha Achor Rabo, behind the Rebbe, void the Mitzad Rabo, or even next to the Rebbe, Avlefnei Rabo, also, but if in front of the Rebbe, no. Seif Chav Vav, Kamalkam Shein Karmbo Kriya Shema, wherever we said it's not fit to say Shema, a Mispalim Bo, it's not fit for Shmoneh Esrei either. V'kshen Shema Chikim Mitzoyah, therefore the same way we distance from excrement, umer aglaim and urine, v'rechlein abet smell, umen ames, or from a cadaver, umer rias ha'erv, or from seeing erv, or the kriya shema for kriya shema, kach machik, and letfilah, so too we have to distance ourselves for Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Pei-Beis, machik and letfilah, v'uadin, the Talmud Torah, v'kol davar tivei kedusha. This is true for learning Torah as well, or any davar of kedusha. Se'if chaf zayin. He's in the middle of the Amish Shmoneh Esrei, and a child urinates in shul. Yishtok, he should be silent, he should stop his davening. Until they bring water to pour on the urine. Maybe walk four amos ahead of it or to the side. Maybe he has to step out of shul entirely and finish davening there. The Ramah says, ideally, he should go somewhere else rather than stand there quietly. He may delay long enough to finish the whole thing. He'll have to go to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And we're telling him, just move. Stop, move, and finish Shmoneh Esrei. If a person is in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei and a child urinates, the same is true if you're saying Kriya Shema. Ushar de Kedusha or any matter of Kedusha. Kvosha Kasar Lamal, as you wrote above. Vanakatfil Rebusa, we're writing about Shmoneh Esrei as a Chiddush. The Bezeg Gamkin Serach Leilich, the fun of Abamas, that here also he has to walk, that is four amas ahead of the urine. Vlamina Kivicha Oimid Kvar Betfil and Serach Lahach, we're not going to say, well, he's in Shmoneh Esrei, let him stay where he is. Sivkar Pedad, Yishtak Vechulum. The first eight that he brings is just to be quiet, to bring water to pour on it. The calls of the mikri hafsik, if they bring water right away, it's not a hafsik. I will also the hafsik v'dibur l'havi l'mayim. But he can't speak to tell someone to bring water. Kivin the isser meraglayim enu abadabon. The whole isser of the urine on the floor is rabbanon. V'gam yesh oim some say then sorech l'hach, but say klas, some say you don't have to even go away from it. Akein afilom gam achem oim the metoch ha'ba'amas. Therefore, even if others are standing within dalat amas, shal meraglayim of the urine, umaspam, they're davening, and they don't realize perhaps. He's not allowed to interrupt Hishman Esmin to tell them, move, there's urine next to you. He can't do that during Hishman Esmin. Let's say the child had a bowel movement in shul during davening, not urine. People davening have no clue of what's going on. If there's no way to let them know what's going on without speaking, Mutter lahafsik b'dibul hatzilim is a deraisa. He's allowed to interrupt this one esrei and speak and tell them to move to spare them the isa deraisa of davening in a mokum atunuf. The mutter shiasu isra kal better he does a small isra that the isra abonon hafsik tefil, which is the isra abonon to talk during davening. Mishiasu achim is deraisa then they continue to daven, which is an isra deraisa. The spal of mokum atunuf to daven in a filthy place. We've already explained in Simenai and Tess and Mishnah Berurah Be'alocha what is considered Nisa Duraisa. And this is only if he can't cover it. If he can cover the Tzaya, whether the Tzaya, whether urine, he shouldn't talk and he shouldn't move if possible. If the Reach Ra doesn't come his way. So if the Tzoya or Meraglayim is covered, so a Reach that comes at that point is a Reach Ra She'ein Lo Iker, and therefore he only has to distance himself to where the Reach ends, but he doesn't have to go four Amos beyond. That's what Mishnah Berurah's language is. Em'ein Megillo HaReach Ra. Sifkatan Pehei V'yoyset Toiv, the best thing is to go somewhere else instead of delaying silently. If he's afraid his delay will be long enough to finish the whole davening, said he can't go 4 amos away. Maybe there's someone davening from Esmer and he can't walk past. He'll have to rely on the Rashba. The sphere laid the mut to the spal who holds you allowed to daven. Kivin shkarhu omid between once he started. V'isser meraglayim the bonin. Isser meraglayim is only the bonin anyway. Sifkar pevav yitzarech. Better to relocate, the Ramah says, than to be silent long enough that you could have to be repeat the whole thing. Ayin le'el simen ayin ches mish tibur sifkar and hey, look back at simen ayin ches mish tibur sifkar and hey, the birchas kriyishma in the zdam came v'chem chal brachas ein sor chlas avosh, that for birchas kriyishma, if such a thing happened, or the other brachas, he does not have to go back to the beginning, even though the Mishnah did say if the hafzik was long enough to all the birchas kriyishma, he would have to go back to the beginning, but that's not the standard scenario that we're worried about.